the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Staying stateside, but with a different take. Kamala Harris was mocked this week for having a certain flexibility when it came to her accent. Apparently, she's adopted local accents in different locations across the states. But is this something that many of us do to fit in or curry favour? Comedy writer Aidan Fitzmaurice has been sounding things out.
Hello.
Hello.
You all right, mate?
G'day, mate.
Sorry, I'm just trying to work out what accent I should deliver this essay in. I feel inspired by Kamala Harris to match my accent to my audience, but I don't know what any of you sound like, so I guess I'll have to drive in neutral. It does have me thinking, though. Do I change my accent depending on who I'm talking to? I've definitely Irished it up a bit when I'm travelling. In the States, having an Irish accent is like having a VIP pass. People will buy you a drink and start breaking down their Irish lineage into fractions so small, you'd need a calculator to do the maths. Strangely enough, though, they're often in denial about their own accent. Oh my God, I wish I had an accent. You do. Believe me. You do.
It's not funny.
We all do. Even the humble beluga whale has an accent not unlike that of an inner-city Dublin taxi driver. But is mirroring someone's accent a good idea? Sometimes it's hard to avoid. I challenge any listener to say a place name like Dawkey without sounding like a Ross O'Carroll Kelly caricature from, well, Dawkey.
There's like a crowd of thousands. I want to say thronging Kildare Street. Some of them have...
Next summer, at least 160,000 people will be belting out Oasis hits in the sunshine without wondering for a second why they're saying it like
that. I mean, I look pretty drunk on stage anyway, and I sound pretty drunk most of the time, so...
And isn't baby talk essentially a form of accent mimicry? Try speaking to a newborn in a more formal tone, and you'll see the need for it. Who's a cute baby? You're a cute baby, aren't you? Yes, you are. And you need to get your act together because you've sold yourself again. The workplace is a real hotbed for this stuff. Just like how people sign off their emails with phrases they'd never use in real life, kind regards or respectfully yours, many have a workplace accent that's not quite their one true voice. I definitely have a work voice. In fact, I'm using it right now. It might be hard to tell, but I'm actually a tough guy from Blanchardstown. Most have a carefully curated phone voice too. My favourite subgenre of this is the voicemail voice, when you have a chance to record multiple takes of your phone voice until you get it just right. All of the above usually happens on a subconscious level. When I have to knowingly adapt an accent, I'm in real trouble. I cringe every time I order a pain au chocolat at the deli counter, but it beats asking for chocolate bread. I cringe even harder when trying to nail a perfect French pronunciation while I'm in France. After all, when strolling the Parisian walkways, we Irish must strive to avoid the ultimate indignity, sounding like Ronan O'Gara giving a team talk in La Rochelle.
Dans cette équipe, je m'en f***ing fous d'adversaire, c'est ici. Est-ce que vous avez faim ou vous êtes intéressé de progresser? Ou on va f***ing prendre vacances samedi? C'est pas possible.
So maybe it's for the best all of this happens on a subconscious level. Once we start thinking about it, it's doomed to failure. If Kamala Harris wants to stand in front of an audience and confidently dip into her best Southern accent, who are we to judge? I'm pretty certain we're all guilty of the same. Or is it just my imagination? Kind regards and respectfully yours, Aidan Fitzmaurice.
Aidan Fitzmaurice there.